Good morning, everyone, and in the East, I guess it's good afternoon. Thank you all for joining us again in our Ag and Uncertain Times webinar series. We're pleased you're joining us this morning and hope that you had a festive and happy holiday. This morning, we're very pleased to have with us Jason Henderson from the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City, Omaha branch, who I will introduce a bit more in just a minute. My name is John Newkirk, and I'm with Washington State University, and I'll be emceeing this morning's session. Our Ag and Uncertain Times webinar series, as probably most of you know, because most of you probably repeat attendees, has been designed around providing information useful to helping producers and others meet the challenge of today's uncertain economy. And this morning, we're really pleased to have a perspective on the financial condition and lending in the ag sector and looking at what some of the implications are for that looking forward. This morning, our format is much the same as it's been in the past. If you have questions for Jason as his presentations go along, as this slide shows, you can enter those in the small window at the bottom of the chat box in the left. Our team that's working behind the scenes, if there are several questions along a similar theme, they'll meld them into one, give them to me. I'll supply them verbally to Jason after he is through with his presentation. Also, if you're having technical difficulties with your audio or other issues, you can type that into there as well. And usually one of our team members will get back to you privately about that. Our biggest complaint has been audio, and the technology isn't perfect. And traditionally, what that has actually been proven to work out to be is mostly bandwidth out at your area. It isn't always the case. And so don't hesitate if you're having trouble hearing or something, typing that in there so that we can make the corrections if we need to. The Ag and Uncertain Times webpage has a link to all of our past webinars going all the way back to June. And all of the webinars, a recording of them is there for you to look at. The slide presentations are also there that you can download and look through at your leisure. It's a marvelous resource base. Next Wednesday, the directors of the Regional Risk Management Education Centers are going to discuss available risk management material from their respective regions. And I would suggest that all of those regional centers now have requests for applications out. Where there is grant dollars available to put a lot of what we've been talking here to work. Unfortunately, the due date on those pre-proposals is December the 15th, so you need to go look up and get to that information as quickly as possible. And then on December the 18th, we're going to draw some conclusions from across the series that we think suggest some strong actions for ag professionals in terms of working with farm and ranch families. And also, our team will have a set of suggestions, demonstrations on how to effectively use this webinar material. It's still all current, very useful, very valuable information. I used some of it recently in a workshop with a group of grain producers and was very effective in that environment. Another resource out there is the eExtension website, mitnet.extension.org. Our information is there as well as a lot of other information. If you're having trouble seeing the slides, once we get into them, you click on the full screen button. And that'll toggle full screen. That will blank out the chat button at the left of your screen, And so if you want to enter something in the chat button, you just toggle that full screen button and it'll that will show up again. So there are a few polling questions that we'd like to for you to respond to. If you would, please. This first one is about what area of the country you're from. And it's very easy. You just run your mouse up, click on one of those. We'll move to one other question here in just a moment, and then we'll be moving on to our featured presenter this morning. So I would come back to the Ag and Uncertain Times webpage. At the end of the program this morning, we'll have a file that you can download that's virus-free that has that web address in it. In today's world, it's also simply possible to just go into your search engine, whether it's Google or one of the others, type in Ag in Uncertain Times. And at least on my search engine, one of the first web pages that pops up is the Ag in Uncertain Times webpage. And if you're interested in the past web materials, you just click on the webinar tab that's up in the top right-hand part of that web page, and can find your way to past webinars as well as to the slides.